Zakta, Heilige Mishnah, Vaita, Masechtes, Ksubis, Perik, Yod Gimel, Mishnah, Tes. This is the seventh and last of halachis that Admon paskind on, where the Chachamim disagreed. Zakta Mishnah, this is similar to the previous case. Shnaim Shetziu Shtar Chayv Zel Zeh. Now listen to what happened over here. I'm walking on the street. Reuven comes over to me and says, "Excuse me?" I say, "Yes, can I help you?" "See this shtar? You owe me money." And I say, "Really?" I put my hands into my pocket. I take out a shtar. Says over here, "You owe me money." Admon Oimer, Admon says, then I could say to Reuven, "Ili hayisi chayev lach. If I really owed you money, ketzed out to love him many. How could you borrow money from me afterward? Instead of borrowing money from me, you should have said, pay me. The loan was due already." So obviously, your shtar is either Mezuyev, it's forged, or I paid it. I don't owe you anything. The Chachamim, I'm the Chachamim saying, Zegoy v'shtar chayvay? Let Reuven collect the money that his shtar proves I owe him. V'zegoy v'shtar chayvay, and I'll collect the money that my shtar says Shimon owes me. Now here too, it's not so posh. If Reuven shtar says that he lent me money Rish Chodesh Nisan, and I'm supposed to pay it back Rish Chodesh year, that's the main thing. Reuven has his shtar that says I'm supposed to pay him $500 on Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Then I have a shtar that says that after Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you borrowed money from me. That doesn't make any sense. Why'd you borrow money from me instead of demanding payment? Same as to the other way around. If you borrowed money from me before the money I supposedly owe you was due, so Admon would be moided to the Chachamim. That could make sense. It happens sometimes. Even though you owe me money, but you don't have to pay till next week. I need the money today, so I'm borrowing money from you. Where then is the machloikis in Admon and the Chachamim? Machloikis is, Reuven borrowed money from me on the day that the loan was officially over. The loan is over today. Tomorrow I'm supposed to pay him. Today, he borrows money from me. Chachamim say, look, sometimes the person needs the money today. Can't wait for tomorrow. Admon says, this doesn't make sense. No one borrows money for one day, especially from a person that owes you the money the next day. So if Reuven borrowed money from me a day before he could have asked for my money, that's l'chayr araya that I don't owe him any money. You remember the seven halachos that Admon says? Let's chazer them over quickly. First one. Someone died, he left sons who want to collect their Yerusha and young daughters who want to be supported from their father's Nechasim. When there's enough for both, the sons Yarshin, the daughters are supported. If there's not enough, first the daughters get their Mezainas. The sons, let them go knocking on doors. Admon said, I shall lose out? Normally I get the Yerusha, Chazal just made a Takana, we have to support my younger sisters. But now because there's not enough, so suddenly my sisters, they really are entitled to nothing. It's just the Chacham made a takana for them. They get their mezainis, and we have to go begging? But Admon is not right. Lemaisa, we don't want girls knocking on doors asking for food. The boys are going to have to do it. Second of Admon's halacha. One person says to another, excuse me, you owe me 10 jugs of oil. And that person says, oh, you jugs, not oil. Admon says, when you say 10 jugs of oil, you mean the oil and the jugs. So when he says, I do owe you the jugs, he's a moida b'miksas, and he has to swear on the rest. The Chachamim say, no. When you say you owe me 10 jugs of oil, you're not thinking about the jugs. You mean to say that measurement of oil. The fact that he's moida on the jugs, he's being moida on something else, not what you claimed, and therefore he does not have a din of a moida b'miksas. In the second case, the halacha is like Admon. Admon's third halacha. Somebody promised money as a nadin to his future son-in-law, that's why he was Mekadisher. Then he's Pashat Layasaregel. Extends his foot. You remember the Pshatim in Pashat Layasaregel? Basically means, I'm not paying. Either it means, here, take the dust on my shoe, what should I do? Or it means, you hang me up on my feet on a tree, what should I do? I don't have the money. The Rambam says he ran away. Problem is, he was already Mekadisher. He says he's not going to the chuppah until he gets the money. She says, so give me a divorce. The Chachamim say, can't force him to divorce her, and you can't force him to marry her. Admin says, she can say, that I'm stuck. If I would have made this deal is one thing. My father made the deal and I'm stuck. Even though it's talking about a case where she stood there when her father made the deal, but still we paskin in this case. Like Admin, who says it's not her fault, she didn't make the deal. Either he marries her or he has to release her through a get. Fourth of Admin's ruling. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, you're on this field, right? Yeah. Well, it happens to be my field. Shimon says, I bought it from Levi. And Reuven says, yeah. And Levi stole it from me. Wait a second, says Shimon. He takes out the shtar mechiva, the bill of sale, that proves he bought it from Levi, and guess who one of the Edom are? Reuven himself. So don't tell me you signed onto a shtar that says Levi sold me the field when Levi stole the field from you. If you signed in that shtar, you're Maida that you didn't own the field. Doesn't make sense that you signed on a shtar that Levi is selling me a field that he stole from you. But Admai says it does make sense. Reuven's going to taina, I would have never gotten the field away from Levi. But you're the kind of person that would listen to a din Torah, so I wanted him to sell you the field. But the Chachamim say no. If you signed on a shtar that says the field is being sold to someone else, you're being moida that it's not your field. Here the halacha is not like Admai. Case number five. Person went to a faraway place, comes back, he has a field that's surrounded by someone else's field. He had a path to get in, but he doesn't know where it is. Admin says he can walk up to his field by the shortest route. He knows for sure that he had a path over here, take the shortest one. The Chachamim say, no. Either buy a path, even for 100 mana, or fly. So we explained as follows. If four different people own the fields on the different sides of this field. He has no taina. What's he going to say? I for sure had a path. I know you for sure had a path. But who says it was through my field? Maybe it was through someone else's field. Unless you can prove it was through my field, I don't have to give it to you. Hamaitzi mechaveirai olavaraya. You want to take something away from someone else, you have to prove it. Nobody would disagree here. For that matter, if one person owned all the fields around the field, so what's the shaila? You know he had a field. Give it to him. Give him the shortest route. Maybe he had a longer one, but at least give him the shortest one. Chloikasin Admin and the Chachamim would be, if one person owns it now, but he bought it from four different people. Admin says, look, the person who lost his derech can say, right now you own all these fields, and I had a derech there. Give me the shortest route. The Chachamim say, this person can tie it. Either you buy it from me, what I'm going to do is return it to those four people, and then you won't get anything. Because each one will say it wasn't by me. The sixth of Admon's psaks that the Chachamim argued on. Somebody pulls out a shtar that says, I owe him money. I pull out a shtar that you sold me a field after the loan was due. Admon says, I can say, if I was chayv money, you would have taken it and said, forget it. I tricked you into giving me money, so you pay me back my loan. I'm not giving you the field now. Why'd you give me the field for? So it must be this shtar you have is either forged or it was paid already. And the Chachamim say, no, he's going to taina. I needed a way to collect my loan. As long as you don't have a field, you could hide your money and say, ah, what should I do? I have no way of paying it back. But now that I sold you a field, I can take it back as a mashkin from my field. That's why I sold you the field afterwards. And finally, Admon's seventh ruling. Two people both produce shtar chayvis on each other. Reuven says, you owe me. And Shimon says, you owe me. So Admon says, the Shimon can tell you, if I owed you money, why'd you borrow money from me instead of collecting your loan? And the Chachamim say, no, each one collects their own shtar. If you remember, we explained that it's talking about where the second shtar says Reuven borrowed money from Shimon on the day the loan was due. In other words, if you would have waited another day, Shimon would have to pay him for the first loan. That's where Admin says it doesn't make sense. You owe me money? Why am I borrowing money from you? Let me wait one more day. And the Chacham will say, no, he was pressed to get the money on that day. So until you pay me back the loan tomorrow, meanwhile I'm borrowing it from you. It could be.